Hi guys, so I'm going to be reading chapter 9 of The Fault in Our Stars. Sorry, this is going to be uploaded a day late. It's MLK weekend, so you know, stuff was going on, but I really hope you guys enjoy it. Chapter 9. The day before we left for Amsterdam, I went back to support group for the first time since meeting Augustus. The cast had rotated a bit down there in the literal heart of Jesus. I arrived early, enough time for perennially strong appendicinal cancer survivor Lita to bring me up to date on everyone as I ate a grocery store chocolate chip cookie while leaning against the dessert table. 12-year-old leukemic Michael had passed away. He'd fought hard, Lita told me, as if there was another way to fight. Everyone else was still around. Ken was NEC after radiation. Lucas had relapsed. And she said it with a sad smile and a little shrug, the way you might see an alcoholic had relapsed. A cute, chubby girl walked over to the table and said hi to Lita, then introduced herself to me as Susan. I didn't know what was wrong with her, but she had a scar extending from the side of her nose, down her lip, and across her cheek. She had put makeup over the scar, which only served to emphasize it. I was feeling a little out of breath from all the standing, so I said, "I'm going to go sit." Then the elevator opened, revealing Isaac and his mom. He wore sunglasses and clung to his mom's arm with one hand and a cane in the other. "Support group Hazel, not Monica," I said when he got close enough, and he smiled and said, "Hey Hazel, how's it going?" "Good. I've gotten really hot since you went blind." "I bet," he said, and his mom led him to a chair, kissed the top of his head, and shuffled back towards the elevator. He felt around him and beneath him, and then sat. I sat down in the chair next to him. "So how's it going?" "Okay, glad to be home, I guess. Gus told me you were in the ICU?" "Yeah," I said. "Sucks," he said. "I'm a lot better now," I said. "I'm going to Amsterdam tomorrow with Gus." "I know, I'm pretty well up to date on your life, because Gus never talks about anything else." I smiled. Patrick cleared his throat and said, "If we could all take a seat..." He caught my eye. "Hazel," he said, "I'm so glad to see you." Everyone sat and Patrick began his retelling of his ballistness, and I fell into the routine of support group, communicating through sighs with Isaac, feeling sorry for everyone in the room, and also everyone outside of it, zoning out of the conversation to focus on my breathlessness and the aching. The world went on, as it does, without my full participation. And I only woke up from the reverie when someone said my name. It was Lita, the strong. Lita in remission. Blonde, healthy, stout Lita, who swam on her high school swim team. Lita, missing only her appendix, saying my name. Saying Hazel is such an inspiration to me, she really is. She just keeps fighting the battle, waking up every morning and going to war without complaint. She's so strong. She's so much stronger than I am. I just wish I had her strength. Hazel, Patrick asked, how does that make you feel? I shrugged and looked over at Lita. I'll give you my strength if I can have your remission. I felt guilty as soon as I said it. I don't think that's what Lita meant, Patrick said. I think she... But I'd stop listening. After the prayers for the living and the endless litany of the dead, with Michael tacked on to the end, we held hands and said, living our best life today. Lita immediately rushed up to me full of apology and explanation, and I said, no, it's really fine, waving her off. And I said to Isaac, care to accompany me upstairs? And so he took my arm and I walked with him to the elevator, grateful to have an excuse to avoid the stairs. I had almost made it all the way to the elevator when I saw his mom standing in the corner of the literal heart. I'm here, she said to Isaac, and he switched from my arm to hers before asking, you want to come over? Sure, I said. I felt bad for him. Even though I hated the sympathy people felt towards me, I couldn't help but feel it towards him. Isaac lived in a small ranch house in Meridian Hills next to this really fancy private school. We sat down in the living room while his mom went off to the kitchen to make dinner, and then he asked if I wanted to play a game. Sure, I said, so he asked for the remote. I gave it to him, and he turned on the TV and then a computer attached to it. The TV screen stayed black, but after a few seconds a deep voice spoke from it.
"Deception," the voice said. "One player or two?"
"Two," Isaac said. Pause. He turned to me. "I play this game with Gus all the time, but it's infuriating because he is a completely suicidal video game player. He's, like, way too aggressive about saving civilians and whatnot."
"Yeah," I said, remembering the night of the broken trophies.
"Unpause," Isaac said. "Player one, identify yourself."
"This is player one's sexy, sexy voice," Isaac said.
"Player two, identify yourself."
"I would be player two, I guess," I said.
"Staff Sergeant Max Mayhem and Private Jasper Jax awake in a dark, empty room, approximately 12 feet square." Isaac pointed towards the TV, like I should talk to it or something.
I said, "is there a light switch?"
"No."
"Is there a door?"
"Private Jax locates the door. It is locked."
Isaac jumped in. "There's a key above the doorframe."
"Yes, there is."
Mayhem opens the door.
"The darkness is still complete."
"Take out knife," Isaac said.
"Take out knife," I added.
A kid, Isaac's brother, I assume, darted from the kitchen. He was maybe 10, wiry and over-energetic, and he kind of skipped across the living room before shouting in a really good imitation of Isaac's voice, "Kill myself!"
Sergeant Mayhem places his knife to his neck. "Are you sure you..."
"No," Isaac said. "Pause. Graham, don't make me kick your ass."
Graham laughed giddily and skipped down a hallway.
As Mayhem and Jax, Isaac and I felt our way forward in the cavern until we bumped into a guy whom we stabbed after getting him to tell us that we were in a Ukrainian prison cave, more than a mile beneath the ground. As we continued, sound effects, a raging underground river, voices speaking in Ukrainian accented English, led you through the cave. But there was nothing to see in this game. After playing for an hour, we began to hear the cries of a desperate prisoner, pleading, "God, help me! God, help me!"
"Pause," Isaac said.
"This is when Gus always insists on finding the prisoner, even though that actually keeps you from winning the game. And the only way to actually free the prisoner is to win the game."
"Yeah, he takes video games too seriously," I said.
"He's a bit too enamored with metaphor."
"Do you like him?" Isaac asked.
"Of course I like him. He's great."
"But you don't want to hook up with him."
I shrugged.
"It's complicated."
"I know what you're trying to do. You don't want to give him something he can't handle. You don't want him to Monica you," he said.
"Kinda," I said.
"But it wasn't that. The truth was, I didn't want to Isaac him."
"To be fair to Monica," I said, "what you did to her wasn't very nice either."
"What'd I do to her?" he asked defensively.
"You know, going blind and everything."
"But that's not my fault," Isaac said.
"I'm not saying it was your fault.
I'm just saying it wasn't nice." So that was chapter 9. It was kind of a short chapter, and I would keep going, but my laptop was about to die. And I also just recorded a whole different video that I'm about to upload to YouTube at 6 p.m. So that'll be fun. So yeah, I'm kind of tired and also hungry, so I should go eat something. But if you're listening to this, thank you so much, and I hope you really enjoyed it. And I will release the next one very soon. And I'm also trying to think about, I'm trying to think about another story I can start reading soon, once this book is over. So if you have any recommendations, please comment below, or you can post them in my server. And yeah, also the next time you hear a bedtime story, it should be on my new mic. My mic came today and I'm waiting on the interface. I think it should be here Thursday maybe. So yeah, I'm excited. So hopefully it sounds really, really nice. So yeah, thanks guys. Bye.